Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
I try to care about our planet. Some people argue that it's impossible for an individual to affect major changes. But I disagree, as there are many things everyone can do to help our planet. Let's start with our homes. Encouraging your family to recycle regularly is a good thing to start with. Every glass bottle you recycle saves enough energy to run a TV for an hour, while recycling an aluminum can saves enough energy to run a TV for 3 hours. It's not difficult to turn out the lights when you leave a room or use reusable containers for your lunches.
Speaker B.
My name is Walton, and I'm from the USA. I'm personally concerned about our environment pollution. I try to protect the environment, to preserve it, and leave it clean and undamaged for the next generations who are at risk of not being able to leave their homes due to high city pollution. Yet now in my native city, Boston, the smog has increased to such a threatening level that my family and I had to move because the air was harmful to the health of my 4-year-old son.
Speaker C.
In my country, England, there is hardly a part of it that is within its natural state. The typical English countryside, the hills and fields, have all been shaped by generations of cultivation. In fact, taking the planet as a whole, there is hardly a part of it that humans have not changed. I fear that by our pollution, humans are changing the places where they do not live and where they live. Deserts are becoming hotter, Arctic ice is melting, and wherever you look, you can see the ugly footprint of humanity.
Speaker D.
Of course, we should care more about our planet's water supplies. When you use water wisely, you help the environment. You save water for fish and animals. You help preserve drinking water supplies as well. You save the energy that your water supplier uses to move water to you, and the energy your family uses to heat your water. When you use water wisely, you save money, as your family pays for the water you use. So if kids start learning to use water wisely today, they will be helping themselves in the future.
Speaker E.
My name is Susan, and I'm 17 years old. I think the Earth is the home we all live in, but many people simply don't care. I get depressed by all those warnings that we hear daily: acid rain, global warming, and on and on. It is likely that there will always be some people who litter in towns and in the country, despite fines and knowledge of the environmental consequences. You cannot influence the way other people care for our planet, and that makes me very sad.
Speaker F.
I suggest we should use all resources in the most efficient way possible. A green home will be a good solution here, as it helps to conserve energy as well as water. Waste and pollution will be decreased, too. A green home protects the environment by using renewable solar energy. Solar panels on the roof of a home collect sunlight, which is then converted into power to heat the home and run the home equipment. So a green home will save energy as well as money, in addition to having other health benefits. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
I try to care about our planet. Some people argue that it's impossible for an individual to affect major changes, but I disagree, as there are many things everyone can do to help our planet. Let's start with our homes. Encouraging your family to recycle regularly is a good thing to start with. Every glass bottle you recycle saves enough energy to run a TV for an hour, while recycling an aluminum can saves enough energy to run a TV for 3 hours. It's not difficult to turn out the lights when you leave a room or use reusable containers for your lunches.
Speaker B.
My name is Walton, and I'm from the USA. I'm personally concerned about our environment pollution. I try to protect the environment, to preserve it, and leave it clean and undamaged for the next generations who are at risk of not being able to leave their homes due to high city pollution. Yet now in my native city, Boston, the smog has increased to such a threatening level that my family and I had to move because the air was harmful to the health of my 4-year-old son.
Speaker C.
In my country, England, there is hardly a part of it that is within its natural state. The typical English countryside, the hills and fields, have all been shaped by generations of cultivation. In fact, taking the planet as a whole, there is hardly a part of it that humans have not changed. I fear that by our pollution, humans are changing the places where they do not live and where they live. Deserts are becoming hotter. Arctic ice is melting, and wherever you look, you can see the ugly footprint of humanity.
Speaker D.
Of course, we should care more about our planet's water supplies. When you use water wisely, you help the environment. You save water for fish and animals. You help preserve drinking water supplies as well. You save the energy that your water supplier uses to move water to you, and the energy your family uses to heat your water. When you use water wisely, you save money, as your family pays for the water you use. So if kids start learning to use water wisely today, they will be helping themselves in the future.
Speaker E.
My name is Susan, and I'm 17 years old. I think the Earth is the home we all live in, but many people simply don't care. I get depressed by all those warnings that we hear daily: acid rain, global warming, and on. It is likely that there will always be some people who litter in towns and in the country, despite fines and knowledge of the environmental consequences. You cannot influence the way other people care for our planet, and that makes me very sad.
Speaker F.
I suggest we should use all resources in the most efficient way possible. A green home will be a good solution here, as it helps to conserve energy as well as water. Waste and pollution will be decreased too. A green home protects the environment by using renewable solar energy. Solar panels on the roof of a home collect sunlight, which is then converted into power to heat the home and run the home equipment. So a green home will save energy as well as money, in addition to having other health benefits. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.